In Revelation chapter 20, we hear some of the most comforting words ever written in Scripture. These words are those, "And the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet were, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever." Have you ever read those newfangled fairy tales where they change the role of the wolf to be a reformed character? Like, he escapes. Oh, grandma wasn't really swallowed up. Fairy tales communicate universal truths, and there is no truth like God's truth. So, in this fairy tale, the devil dies forever. It's an eternal dying. It's an eternal burning in the lake of fire and sulfur. And it is right, because he has hurt and wounded so many people with his words, with his temptations, with his evil. He has brought so much evil upon himself. Thanks be to God that there is punishment for evil, that our God loves us and wants to save us from such punishment. Thanks be to God for his love to us, to punish those who try to hurt us, his people. Thanks be to God for his love. You're listening to Oratio, part of your morning drive for the soul, here on Worldwide KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.